Welcome to the World of Vala Ties That Bond, an actual play tabletop podcast. Chapter 55, Frozen Love, Part 7. Okay, after that riveting exchange, we're going to go back to the Mountains of Love with Vera.
Hi.
The turn order on this fight is Vera, then Victorino, then the Titan.
It's Vera. Victorino. Well, Vera, Mia, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Oh, I wrote Mia's wrong stuff. Goya. I didn't write that down yet, because I ran out of time. Anyway, Driss.
Oh, it's your turn.
So, I'm going to activate. I don't know anything. So, Victorino sounds like a...
like an Italian kind of...
like a very, yeah, like an eccentric scientist name. I'm going to activate the Diabolic Room because it's a free thing. So, I'm going to do that. And I do that thanks to Zeomaris. Hi. So
I think it's a bonus action to...
yeah, no, I know.
So you're not gonna activate your Nebula.
I'm gonna activate Nebula first. The Diabolic Room will always be there. But I need to know if this works. Sorry, it was
that
like
fell
it's
in
like,
the middle.
Yeah.
I don't know her.
18.
I know her.
I activated.
And so what's your plan now?
So what I'm planning on doing is we started over.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm planning on doing is, because the original plan that I had, that takes too many turns. I can't stack it like that, the way I wanted it to. So what I was planning on using was, sorry, I had the thing open. I think I have to do it my next turn. Because the fact that I can't stack it. That's not my movement speed. I can still do it. I think. We're gonna activate. I'm just gonna do Demon Speed. No, because Diabolic Turn I have to activate now to get the benefits. I'm gonna activate the Diabolic Turn. No, I'm just gonna punch.
No, if you need a moment, take it.
No, you're good. So the thing is, I was like, I feel like activating Nebula is probably the best choice. Diabolic Storm I'll do on my next turn if the me punching it doesn't work. But I'm just going to use the Daemon Rush. I think that's probably just the best course of action, just using Daemon Rush. So I'm going to do that. Do you want me to have a description of what it does? Or...
yeah, go ahead.
Cool.
Yeah.
So.
Or if you can, like, summarize what it does. Because I know it's, like, a giant paragraph.
So, essentially, I'm just going to rush them. I'm going to add, like, a speed to myself to rush forward to, like, kind of cause more damage. And since I have, like, a lot of heat-based, like, if you just touch me, you also just get an additional D8. And every 10 feet traveled... on impact is add another D8.
Mm-hmm. So how many feet are you traveling?
So since I have demon speed, I'm gonna travel 60 feet.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that.
Roll
it. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
So do I
do not
hit? Cause I got an 11.
You don't have any modifiers to it?
Cause it's like, to hit is just your strength, isn't it?
It's an arc. It's a magic spell.
Oh, you're so right. Yeah, my arcana. Let me see.
So intelligence.
Yeah. 16?
Really?
Yeah, because my arcana and then my intelligence is a 5 plus 11.
Oh, yeah. That hits.
Nice.
Yeah, it has an armor class of 16.
Nice.
Bring out the dice.
Let's go.
How many do you need?
I need six. I need 78 because I also.
It's 78 and 4d10.
4d10. Although it could. I'll let Asia indulge in the. Unless it's easier to just do it on the digital dice.
Do you trust the digital dice?
Are you okay?
You okay?
The thing I gotta be. I don't trust digital dice.
Here we go. I have a whole bag.
I have two.
I was trying to give you some that were color coordinated.
No, you're fair.
I
appreciate the dedication.
I was gonna give you the white, red, and black ones. You know, red because you're fiery, white because we're in the snow, blue because it's like,
you know,
ice and everything.
These are some D8s. Yeah.
Sorry.
But, I knew that I could have taken them. Sorry, these are D10s.
Embarrassing.
Wait, how many D10s and how many?
Four, I think.
Do you also want some metal D8s and D10s?
You're funny.
Nah, I think I have 40 pens. I need 68.
Sounds like you might need a metal D8. If I can get it out of this.
Sabotage.
No, I just want these good looking dice to get usage.
That's fair. I'll take you.
If I can get it out of this.
The sleeve.
The sleeve.
Embarrassing!
We got it.
Look at that.
It takes a village. Okay.
Go, Sam, go.
Okay, so I have 10. 10. 20. 30. 35. 43. 44. 48.
Nice.
So you did 51 points of damage.
That's a fourth.
That's the point of the top, baby girl.
So which way are you running at it?
So
if you're looking at your map, are you?
The map that I'm on, yes.
Dang. I'm gonna run it just straight head on. Because I think if I run any other way, I won't really hit them.
Okay.
Also, I know that all the thralls already disappear. Are the thralls on the screen, like.
No, they're still there.
Okay.
They're just cowering in fear.
They're scared. They're scaredy thralls.
That's fair. So I'll just go straight ahead.
Okay. So. Yeah, how much damage did you do?
That was 51.
51! So let me go ahead and check the seat. So, what happened was, as we cut to Vera, she activated the technique and she sped up and down the area trying to create enough force, and then she struck the Titan.
Let's go.
So.
We're less than 3/4 in.
They're at 159 now. And how many feet are they pushed back?
I think it's 149.
Yeah, because it's 51.
Oh. At 210.
Oh, I thought it was a flat 200.
I'm so
my
sorry.
Bad.
I thought it was at 200. That's and I don't know if they're pushed back because I think the DMT doesn't have any additional like.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Doesn't have any additional pushes.
Okay.
So yeah. My age. I'm really. Go on. Yes, Victorino's. Well, it's Mia's turn.
Yeah. It's your spirit's turn.
It's my spirit's turn.
Arr!
Arr! Can I get an awa awa in the chat?
Awa awa.
I hate that.
Dude.
I'm sorry. I did that on instinct. I didn't like that. I did that out of love for my friends and not because I wanted to.
That is
same.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Don't you used to have or still have a trait where you can call like other dire wolves?
You're right. I do have Howl, and we're not in a city. So I could do that. But I think I have to go my turn. I don't think I have. No.
Leah doesn't have it?
Yeah, I thought it was something you got from Leah. Yeah.
Howl!
So
no, that was a going from Luloba trait.
Right?
I mean.
I think I'm
gonna give it to Mia.
I said that if I can do it, Mia could also do it.
Oh!
Does Mia get your traits?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Mia,
call for backup?
Yeah.
Mia, please. Call for backup.
Which is perfect because like, this is probably like their climate, like their habitat.
So we're gonna have Mia call for backup. Because I believe in Mia. But I would also like for her to call for backup. So that's what we're gonna do. She's in the towel. That's fair. I don't know if that's a 11.
Okay,
that's it. Let's go! So how many wolves show up?
High or low favorable results.
Hi.
That's low. That's low. So I'm gonna roll a 1d6. Give me a 1d6!
Thank you, Asia.
5.
Let's go!
Whoop. It's funny, for once, I'm not the person with the most dice surrounding me.
Mm-hmm. It's me.
So, you want your dice back?
Sam.
Oh, is this?
She has 3.
Or should I use
this? If I might need the d8s and d10s.
That's fair.
Yeah, you know, we're gonna be doing damage to this old man over here. Is that right, Jasper? You're asleep.
So
we're falling. We're plummeting.
So Mia communicates to you that a single wolf is on their way.
Okay. In the meantime, I'm gonna ask Mia to do a multi-attack, and she makes 2 bites.
Sorry, I don't know why I keep getting sound effects. You buy these.
You're getting sound bites. We don't have to pay for that. We could have our in-house sound effects.
It's not gonna be as good.
So she makes 2, and also she has I also gave her a void grail, thanks Anonis, Tail, and also Samael, more importantly. So she's gonna make 2, she's gonna be a multi attack, which is 2 bite attacks. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be 2d6 plus 2 piercing damage plus 1d10 void damage, because I have the. And 2 of those?
Yeah.
Nice.
Sweet. Roll ahead.
You're right. I forgot that you have to do that first. Let me see.
You.
And it's Arcana?
Yeah.
Damn you. She doesn't have a high intelligence.
You can also use shred.
Oh, thank God.
Because they're biting.
Oh, thank God. So, 15.
No.
That
makes sense. Mia goes for the bite and phases through. Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was gonna ask, for multi-attacks, do you roll for every attack, or do you just roll 1 for the whole thing?
You want to run for the whole thing.
Okay, cool.
And
no dinner for you.
No.
And I think that since I use howl as an action.
You use howl as a bonus action.
Sorry, howl as a bonus action, multi-attack as an action. They have their movement speed. They have moved for 40 movement speed.
You run faster than Mia.
Could I potentially have Mia go through the legs, between the legs, and like meet me on the other side of the thing? Just so they're next to me?
I roll a dexterity.
That's fair. It's just that the movement speed. Yeah. I'm going between them.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm not gonna even chance that. I think if I roll, is that a different action, or is that just...
No, because they're going to go to grab you.
So I'm going to have her go around. We're going to have her travel around. I can risk that. I don't want anything to happen to
maybe.
So yeah.
Got it.
Sweet. And I'm good.
Okay.
And that's all I can do for now.
It's your boy, Victorino!
Victorino.
So Victorino looks down, and then he's just like, that was an impressive amount of power for such a short attack, Vera.
Yeah.
To do my attack, I'm going to need some time. Could you buy me some time?
I will try my best. Do you want me to block you? Do you need support, like, or physically, or?
Oh, no, I don't think he'll be coming after me.
Okay.
And only seems to be reacting to god magic at the time.
Well, there's no god magic here? Does God seed magic count?
We're
unfortunately.
We're nodding. Well, nod.
Just exert your godseed part and just shove it off the mountain.
The thing I was like, so if my godseed counts as nod, can I use it to up my rolls, or is that no?
But he's Victorino states, I'm not gonna leave you empty-handed though, and he is. Would it land on Asia?
19!
Yeah. Perfect. And so what you see is a thin layer of snow fleeting off of the ground and kind of going over your body.
Okay. A snow cloak?
Yeah.
No, I mean, she's fire.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. I didn't know. I was like, huh, what are the limitations?
So, you have temporary hit points equal to your total level plus your dexterity and strength modifier.
Sweet.
So my strength and my dex. Sorry, my dex is higher than my strength. Let me see. It's, I think I get a plus 0 to strength.
Oh.
And my dex is plus 2.
Now imagine if it were still -1.
And so, as long as you have these temporary hit points, you gain resistance to all elemental damage.
All six. Keep a hold of those.
If it rains, I'm out. It's over. I was out anyway.
So
I'm resistant in total if I have those temporary hit points. Yeah. So as long as I don't get hit, I don't get like any kind of elemental magic damage.
Keep those six hit points, baby.
Okay. 18. Perfect. So he sits crisscross applesauce on the ground and he closes his eyes. It's the Titan's turn. You know who I'm about to hit.
We're coming up swinging.
It creaks in motion. You know the damage you did on it was kind of significant, but it's lumbering. It's large. And you see what looks to be in slow motion as it attempts to multi-attack you with both of its fists.
No. Dang. So I have a question. Since it's 3 feet tall, three stories tall. If they hit me, does it count as an area of effect
attack? Its fists are large.
It's actually 6 stories tall because there's 3 stories sitting down.
Yeah.
It's like in proportion.
Oh, wait. Its torso and its legs are the same length?
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah.
That's aren't yours? Yeah. Mine are.
They're perfectly symmetrical. I don't care what Street Fighter 6
I'm not gonna. I played the fifth.
So it does a 4 plus 10 hit.
It doesn't actually.
Wait. It's actually a plus 13 to hit. Okay. So it does a 4 plus 13 hit.
So 17. The thing is, it's a point off. Because since Nia's near me, it's a 16. Oh! No, I already added that. Never mind. My druid cloak adds a plus 1. I already added that.
Huh. How slow is this Titan? Like, is it pretty fast? Because I would imagine because it's like so like big, its movements are like slow. It's like maybe you can gain an advantage on reaction to dodge or to soften the blow. But I don't know how fast the thing is moving.
That's fair.
If it's like a
versus so, what? 22 plus 7.
29.
Plus 7 again.
36.
That's how much damage you take.
But is it area effect?
See? The move is called Slam. But it still has a reach of only 5 feet. And it's one target. So, no. So are you dead?
No!
I'm not dead yet. So I have a question. Is this 6 temporary health gets dropped at first? Yes, okay, so that does only erase that then.
Only 30 damage. And don't forget, you still have those healing tags from Xiomars.
Yeah.
And don't forget, you also heal every turn.
I do heal every turn. So also the that now.
Don't forget, you also have a clear thought, but it's not useful in combat.
Thanks.
Just
bludgeoning damage.
It's a slam. It's bludgeoning damage.
Because Hands of Midnight, I get resistance to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage.
Do you have them on?
They're on me. Sorry.
But did you put them on?
I like to think that I would have. But also, this from non-metal weapons is a construct.
No, this is a non-magical attack. This is just picking. That was me taking my hand and stuff.
But a construct, is it not a weapon?
It's unarmed. Is it? Does that count as unarmed attack? Okay. Or is unarmed attack magical because it's physically magical? Oh.
All of its attacks are magical.
Okay, well that wouldn't matter anyway. Never mind.
So did you put the gloves on?
High or low favorable results if you put the gloves on.
High, but is this from non-magic?
Oh, then it doesn't matter.
So that's why I was saying, sorry. That's why I was saying that didn't matter.
No. You got a 30. So you didn't have more. That's fine. Vera, so what happened in that moment was Vera's just like, oh, wait, I have those gloves on. Oh, I don't.
I'm fine!
Oh, snap.
Okay, so.
And
that was how much damage? 30. 36.
No, it's 30 because you lost the temporary hit point. So.
Okay. So it's just 30. So
yeah. You're at 14.
No, I'm at. No, you're right. I was looking at the wrong thing. I was looking at my mana.
The Titan's incomplete, right?
Yeah.
And doesn't Vera have a trait where she can.
Finish complete incomplete Titans and get them to fight for her?
No. to become fluid like water. And just
that
like,
was with ego. The thing is, you don't know how much not being bonded to ego has screwed me over with plans. Because I use that so much, and I don't have it anymore. And it's upsetting.
I thought you were fine.
Also, I'll using a d8 because you touched me.
Okay, roll the d8 for damage.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I thought since you were just fire, you were just able to...
6!
Can Mia use your traits?
Yeah.
Is that a trait?
Huh. I think it is. I think it is just a trait that I have.
Let me see. audience, I need you to know that Derek just flipped me off.
Sorry, let me see.
So this entire time, I was hoping Sam didn't pay attention that Mia is kind of a fire wolf now.
Dang. it's part of the god fruit. I assume that just makes it a trait because it's inherent. Guess what? I have a fire wolf, baby!
Is it always a fire wolf or is it only when it wants to be? When it wants to like share the traits?
No, it's the way that their bond was done. It was like done like through birth.
Is it the same birthday then?
Yeah.
Wow.
That must be annoying to plan.
I mean,
the queen's pregnant. You gotta.
I assume it's just the same party, but now we're... I'm sorry. We're not going to do this today.
You guys can roll the culture roll to figure out how that's done.
Not right now. We have things to do. We'll roll it after the fight. I'm going to put it on a sticky note, though.
So, Ziomaris.
Yeah.
So, we're going to cut from the mountain. We're going to cut from the mountaintops on high to avoid flinging through the air. In these next 3 turns, your void arena falls.
Can I extend the length of time of my void arena?
No.
Okay.
So, Z-Mars, what you gonna do?
First of all, did you take that poison damage from last time?
Did you roll for the damage?
Did you take the damage that I rolled, though? 3.
Hey, can you mark?
So, eat that up!
117.
117, baby! We're on a roll! Okay, so we're in a predicament. Mm-hmm. But the first thing I want to do is I want to try. Okay, so I'm just going to go over the situation really quick just so I have my head on straight. Ivan's incapacitated right now. He's out.
Something like that, yeah.
He's dealing with some stuff. He's dealing with his own stuff. We have a centuries-year-old. I don't want to use megalomaniac willy-nilly, but you know.
Wizard.
He's a bad guy. And shut up. In front of us, and a cauldron of molten arcanite purified also about to fall once the thing goes off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's my only turn before that happens.
Yep.
So, first things first, and we're going to roll. We gotta seal up that Arcanite. So, I'm gonna roll to talk to the cauldron to see if it can close the mouth up so that, you know, all the Arcanite stays in the cauldron.
Mm-hmm.
Two, question. I have the Wayfinder on me. It's gives me, advantage in nature rolls, but I also have the, Oh my god.
The rad?
No, we're still in my void arena where I get advantage. So is that tag? Does that count as double advantage, or do I only advantage once? Can I roll? No, I don't only advantage once. So it is. I've interpreted it.
Sorry, you said that, and I was just like, Sam, you have Nebula on. You could have just had disadvantage on the thing, idiot.
Yeah, I was hoping you didn't notice. I'm trying to win.
I'm a villain.
So,
I'm the bad guy.
Unnatural 20 for that cauldron.
Yeah, you're able to communicate to the spirit that you're able to awaken that cauldron spirit, and then you're just like, hey, close.
Hey, buddy. You got some molten pure arcanite in there, and it's gonna be a problem if it falls on, you know, Loba and stuff. Could you seal that up and maybe have a little handle at the top?
Okay. It gives an affirmation that it can do that.
Thanks, buddy.
Closes up. Little handle.
And don't you open for nothing. Not anytime soon, please.
Okay.
It's like
but
a little.
Maybe, like, later we might need you to open just so we can get that Arcanite out of you, but, like, right now?
Yeah, sure.
No. What are you. No! No! All right. Two. So we close the cauldron. Now, we got obsidian snow to deal with. Sorry. Asia wanted to ask something before we fought, but then I have to remember, Xeomorphs doesn't really talk a lot during these. Wait, no? But he did call void magic fat. I can ask about that. Now, Theomars isn't gonna talk. He's too focused. I hate this dude. I love you. Just kidding. So, I'm gonna roll to hit. After fighting James Buck, Xeomorphs got the component of his, like, he learned how to use his void breath. And with that, we made a new thing. So, I am going to also, I'm gonna use a void breath attack on, what's his name? It's just like an AoE, and he has to make a DC 10 dex saving throw and take 6 d10 void damage on a failure or half as much on success. Do I have to roll for that? Or is it just like, hey?
Yeah, I roll for it.
Cool. Advantage.
Yeah, I kept disadvantage.
Why am I at disadvantage?
The eyes of the Atlas.
So, regular? So I'm at regular.
You're at regular.
Okay. So I should do my regular roll now.
Yeah, because you didn't, I guess you didn't remember beforehand. Low.
So how is a... It's Arcana, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait! How is that a natural 20 tasting? Did I do it?
Did you hit me with it?
I mean, yeah.
No, because the spell just hits, doesn't it?
That's what I was asking.
Oh.
I forget these things a lot. There's a lot of moving parts. But I got a 20, so...
I don't think that would hit with his armor class.
But we're so But I'm Zeal Morris. Oh, wait! I can do the Void Arena thing. I totally forgot to do the Void Arena thing. Also, in the meantime, I have things for you to write.
No, I don't have to roll for it, because the component didn't say that you have to hit with it.
Yeah, it just says you have to roll dex.
So yeah.
Let's go, baby!
I got a 13 in dex. I rolled 3.
Dang.
Well?
So I'm supposed to take 2d10. Well, I take the damage.
Like half of it, so I'm just going to roll 6d10 and then, right?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4. And while you're doing that, roll wisdom.
27.
Let's see if I can beat a 27. Dang it. Okay. 18? No. Roll again.
Roll again. 22. 18.
Okay, so I didn't get you with any of the void stuff. You suck. But you do take 1d8 from void, like from Ruler's Reach. 4, damn it! Oh wait, I forgot 2d8 because I add void damage to every spell. So 12 damage.
Sick.
Yeah, baby. Man, this is. Half damage, 27, that's 13. Rounded down, or do you round up?
I round down.
13. Take, oh wait, plus a d8. Well, half of the d8, you get it.
Well, I round up to what's worse for the person, so it's 14.
27,
15.
-15?
Yeah. Okay, well, I have to kill you.
What? No! And my movement! I have movement!
No.
Because you've knocked him down to 90 health. I'm in the danger zone.
What? That's 90? That's danger zone?
That's only like 40 health off. That's not even half.
Okay. Dang it. Danger Reno. Let me think.
How much things can you do left?
I have my movement.
It's already been 4 minutes.
My movement. Fine. I'm staying where I'm at. I'm done.
How much can you move in your void arena?
I can move. I don't know. It's never specified. The orb just moves with me. I am the orb. The orb is me. I don't know, but I'm in free fall, so I guess I can just position myself between. I don't know.
You don't know you're in free fall, though.
That's true.
I don't. It doesn't really matter. Zumaris isn't. It's all gyroscoping. I'm done. I'm done.
Ivan, your turn.
My turn. So, quick question. Even though I'm asleep, I have access to my new traits, right?
No. You have to roll to regain control of your body. So you can roll a 16 in Constitution or a 16 in Arcana. It's your choice.
I'll do Arcana. 21.
Hey.
Okay.
Let's go, baby.
That was like the hardest roll I had to make, or things would just not be pleasant for us.
So what are you doing now? Because you were on the floor.
Uh-huh.
So you have to get up. But what are you doing after that?
Okay. Ivan would just... I'm trying to recap in his head what happened. So... ran into the void, fighting started, stuck sword into cauldron, he kind of like mentally exploded, so passed out on the floor. First thing he's gonna do is, yeah?
No, I'm sorry, continue. Add something. That the hand was for after you're finished.
Got you. I guess he was just gonna like get up, but be prepared to use like the spell, not spell, but the trait he wanted to use, because like that was his plan from the get-go.
Fair. I was thinking that seeing that Ivan's up, since Zeomaris's dome is about to,
I gotta be, Obsidian already has a reaction waiting if Ivan stands up. So that's...
Never mind. And when it comes to
order of things...
No, it wasn't a reaction. It was just Zeomaris, like, yelling at him to, like, let him know. But then I... Then he'd let the other guy know that the arena's about to go down. So never mind. Goodbye.
Can Ivan stand up stealthily?
Yeah. I'll let you roll for that.
That's weird.
It will give me. It will take your bonus action from you, though.
Would Ivan think to stand up stealthily?
That's a good question.
When you wake up in the morning, just
fine. Are you thinking? Let me get up stealthily. You've made too much noise already. You've alerted them.
Because I guess it's like, he like opens his eyes and then he remembers I'm in a fight. But I guess the question is like, would he like understands like. They probably think I'm dead. So yeah, so he would think it. I was like, they don't know that I have the 1 HP thing. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, if I can probably like get a sneak attack off that way, if I army crawl over. he won't.
You're doing the Yamcha crawl. No. Breakers.
So I think.
Funny. Now I'm just thinking he's just in the Yamcha position while he was out.
In that line of thinking, yeah. All right. So, stealth, dexterity.
Buddy. The thing is, he gets plus 10 to wisdom.
Not with what I got.
Hmm?
Not with what I got.
Ooh.
Hold on. For now, does a 19 work?
Yeah, I got a 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, baby!
I thought it was a 7, but this stupid dice has the 7 and the 1 right next to each other.
No, that's fair.
And so, like, it was like this. And so what I saw was the 7. I was like, yeah, I got this. Plus 10, 17. I'm good. Dang. I still wouldn't have gotten it.
It's funny, because the fancier dice, like, it was like, oh, yeah, this probably looks like a 7. It's like, no, it's a 1. Idiot.
So Obsidian is completely focused on ending Zeomaris in their next turn.
Perfect.
Oh. Okay.
And so that was my bonus action, you said. Yeah. And so, which is fair, I'll dedicate my action to, let me get the full name, the Crushing Spirit of God, which I don't think I've used it on camera before, so I'll...
You haven't.
So I'll give a brief description. As an action, Ivan can exert his will on several creatures equal to his charisma score times 5 within 100 feet. When I do that, any creature with a charisma score of 11 or lower automatically fails a saving throw. It's a charisma saving throw.
Sorry, you can choose.
I could choose?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it's only up to 10.
Oh, I thought automatically me everyone too, in the vicinity.
But I also heard the choose. And I was like, I'm saved. Zeomaris has a charisma score of 8, if you couldn't tell.
And so Ivan's like, well, sorry, Zio. You gotta...
Wait, what are you still doing?
Ivan reveals his heel turn.
This is my fight, Zeomaris. Okay, I guess.
But yeah, they become unconscious for a minute. So he's just gonna do that. Would I have to activate that with Arcana? Or do I can just activate it?
No, that's just...
I just activate it, and so I'm putting him to sleep. I also have this for like once per long rest, so this is just it.
Can I roll against it or?
No, because like if you have a charisma, if that creature's charisma score is 11 or lower, it automatically fails the saving throw.
It's at 12.
I think it's a 12.
It's a 12.
I thought it was less. Let me see. If that creature's charisma score is 19 or lower, it must make a charisma saving throw. The DC equals 8 plus your charisma modifier. If that creature's charisma score... Yeah.
What's your charisma modifier?
Not that high.
Please. Joe Smart, please.
It'll be a 10.
Okay. What'd you get?
I got 5.
Yeah, yes! Baby!
Because I gotta be real, I was gonna try to use time shift as a reaction, just to make you re-roll it.
That's fair. So yeah, he's put to sleep for a minute. So...
Chia!
I guess...
I want you guys to roll a perception.
Okay. Is it sight-based?
Is it dark?
Yeah, it says sight-based. It is dark.
And we're not loitering now?
Oh, not 20.
So, can we use this dice? I don't know.
No, so, I've already rolled like 8 times.
I have a question.
Yes.
Because I keep rereading this and I keep misunderstanding it. Real quick. Whenever I have a wisdom perception check while in darkness, I'm considered proficient and then add double my proficiency bonus to the check. So that means I already get the +2 and I add double and then that's on top of my wisdom, right? +6. I've been like, my math has been weird.
So, what you guys see...
17, by the way.
Is that he... A pulse of energy leaves Ivan's now standing form. And you see that it hits Obsidian, and he seemingly collapses to the floor. But both of you see that he's still very conscious. I rolled a 1 again. And I rolled a 1 4 times in a row. So
dang.
I was gonna do the secret LM. You know, I actually didn't lose. But I did.
He's still really conscious?
Yeah.
We start shooting him in the face.
So,
but he is now prone.
Okay. Is he prone for the minute instead?
The thing is...
You don't know that. You know that for some reason he's pretending to be knocked out.
That's funny.
And I was able to gleam all that with my nat 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it. The thing is, maybe the acting seemed a little suspect to you. He maybe clutched his heart and then like...
Oscar winner.
Drama queen.
Because I already used my bonus action. That was my action, the soul crushing. So that's...
You can move, I guess.
I guess I can move. I don't want to get too close because it's like if he... He's obviously pretending, and so it's like, oh, but he is prone, because he has to use.
His arms. You can do the Queen Maria style.
Ooh. No. So he'd have to spend a full action, right, to
stand up. His
movement speed.
Yeah.
I'll stay where I am.
That's fair.
5 feet to the left.
If you move to the left.
So I'm going to roll a perception for Obsidian on my turn to see if I realize that this isn't working. Okay. Got a 23. I realize it's not working. I'm going to just have my moving speed. I'm going to stand up.
Right. Oh, wait.
Xiomaris and Ivan over here like, huh.
I almost forgot to heal.
And you're gonna take a D4 damage! Yeah, baby! You thought!
2.
Nice.
90 what?
How much did I take?
2.
I'm at 88.
Yeah, baby.
Quick question. Oh, never mind. You already said that earlier that my Vaconic stuff still stays Vaconic. God's stuff still stays God. Okay. So it's just, I roll 2d6 to heal.
Buddy, he's going to rush you, Ivan.
Darn.
Because he now knows what you are.
Me and my 6 HP.
And you must roll a Constitution saving throw against mine.
Will this move me unwillingly?
No. I got a 21.
Oh my god.
I don't think I could beat that.
We get a 20?
What'd you roll, Derek?
A 10.
Damn!
I have something for Constitution saving throws. There's nothing I can add to that. Can I react to him rushing me?
Sure, how are you going to react?
He just moves out of the way.
I guess, would Ivan, like, upon waking up, be like, oh, I have a null orb?
Oh, what's up? Your null orb protects you.
Cause, like,
sure.
Oh, I have a null orb.
Can I use it to block?
Yes. You try to do that, and then his null orb intercepts yours.
That's fine.
Oh, right, he has five.
I forgot he has five.
He has so many more than you, and he's had them for longer than 10 seconds.
What I can do, because, like, I have divine revelation. I'm testing all my new toys. Link to the divine grants you unforeseen knowledge. When you cast a spell, you may attempt a skill check again and do so with advantage. But that wouldn't.
Yeah, that wouldn't
never mind. Yeah.
Does skill check say different than saving throw?
Yeah.
Yeah. I read it. I'm like, oh no, I can't.
It'll help when you're in school.
Yeah.
If you make it back.
Oh.
Hmm. If I turn on my Vakunic energy.
You might just lose this one, buddy. It's a reaction.
I want to see if I pulse. Oh my gosh. Okay. Upon him running to me, can I try to, on reaction, like, intimidate him so he stops running to me?
Are you looking at him?
I mean,
I would have to, like.
Yeah, intimidation's not gonna work.
Oh, right.
That's right.
Oh, it's the eyes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that is eyes. Can you have him, like, rush towards you, but you put your fingers out like this?
Got him. Hey, run into this.
If I had my illusion spell, that also wouldn't work because it's an ocular spell. Mm-hmm. Unless I made Eyes of the Void.
Mm. Eyes of the Umbra.
Eyes of the Umbra.
Everyone got eyes now. It's not special.
If
Gut of the Umbra.
Yeah, if you go, if you get with the Simoon Atlas, you know, you get that.
You get that.
No.
You combine it.
If
is
I,
he available? No, I'm kidding.
If I activate the Vakonic Energy Conduit, will the nature of the Vakonic magic just deter him?
No, but it would damage him and Ziorus.
Buddy.
I won't do that to Zia.
I'm not delicate. But, you know.
Would that be fine if I did?
I let you do it.
Whose void arena are you in right now?
That's it.
If I go down, and then he had an attack that was like 80 something, one of us has to carry the bodies home. Also, wait a second. I died permanently. No, that's not okay. I don't have any healing things on right now. Nothing is coming back to me.
On reaction?
He's rushing me.
Choose to succeed a saving throw instead.
So it seemed like I'm gonna roll.
Yeah,
for
I don't.
So 10 minutes later, we're rolling for this.
Sorry.
So that's 12 and 11.
I've taken much longer.
This isn't damage.
Oh, I don't like that.
So he grips you and lifts you above him.
Mm-hmm.
You're large. He is medium.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he's gripped you by the mouth, like he's lifting you.
Oh.
Mouth up.
That's weird.
Oh, so like this, or is like okay.
Like this.
Okay.
Oh. Hand horizontal.
Oh, like Dr. Gero to Yamcha.
Can I just can I bite his hand?
No.
Okay.
Not anymore.
He starts absorbing your magic out of your body. He takes 23 points of magic from you.
Jeez. What was my new? Because you did say I would get like an increased, right?
I did. You'd be at 40.
So I have 40 minus how much? 23. That's less than I started when we got on this adventure.
Is it permanent or just I'm sucking it up?
I'm just sucking it up.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey.
Villain monologue time.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
No one's dropping.
Who would have thought that a god would come to this mountain?
And then, as he grabs you, and you're feeling your magic leave your body, you see him growing larger.
Oh.
And as he's holding you, he's going to turn towards you, Ziomaris. And he's going to open his mouth. He's gonna hit you with a void breath.
But that was my spell.
Yeah, it was.
I'm immune to the void. I'm gonna eat it.
You're gonna eat it?
Can I just eat his void
breath? He doesn't know that you're immune to it.
I don't have any immunities. I was bluffing.
Also, like, he sucked up my magic, and so I don't know if, like, you want to eat the mag.
He's using void breath.
Yeah, so. I assume that when he took your magic, it was like he just took the points, but he didn't take the actual magic. Does that make sense?
Not the properties then?
He took the properties.
Damn! Yeah.
The thing is, would I even be able to eat spells like that?
Not yet. But okay. I was gonna have you try.
The thing is, it's void. Can you really mix the other stuff with the. Oh, James Buck did. Well, in that case. He's large now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How far away is he from me?
I think in the nebulous, like 5 20 feet.
Dang. Okay, 20 feet fair.
So how much damage does this do?
How much? What? Oh, I have to roll a dex.
Yeah, but it the damage is doubled because he's using divine magic.
It does 10. I mean, it does 6d10.
So 12
and then 10. Half of that on a 6 if I succeed. So I really don't get any resistance to void though. No. Okay, that's fair. I'm, you know, void on void. Dragon versus dragon. You know, you get it.
Sorry, I like the you know you get it. It's just a new thing in our home.
So I pass.
Hey.
So it is 72. In half.
That's 30. Not that's not 30, baby. 36. Yeah, it is 30. 36. It's 36. I said that the first time.
So you're at 60.
No, I'm not. Yes, I am. Ah, God. Yeah, I am. Sorry. Dang.
And then as you are hit and Obsidian ends his turn, you begin.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You begin free falling as your void arena dissipates.
As a reaction, can I grab so sorry.
And as it dissipates, you see Samael like rush like dutifully like rushing to you.
My boy.
But it's now the turn of Obsidian Spirit as from the clouds above. A feathery dragon pounces on your Anubis.
My boy.
And let me roll to see if any damage is done.
No. My boy. I was so excited. I was like, yeah, somebody else got me. Somebody else here. Wait a second. Why am I falling? Somebody doesn't understand what happened. We were on a mountain.
Now we're
It hits him. It hits Samael with a ice beam.
Yeah, so Samael has damage resistance, just to let you know.
Yeah, but it is 48 cold damage, and the target must make a DC 18 strength saving throw, being restrained in ice on a failed saving throw.
Okay, first of all, I just want us all to know that a lot of stuff happening right now, and I do have to admit it is kind of dope that he has an ice dragon.
It is really dope.
This is a 16 hit for Samael.
Meets it, beats it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now roll a strength saving throw.
Nat 20.
Okay. Samael's not frozen, but they take 48
cold damage.
4.
D8.
Okay, cool.
So let me go ahead and do that because you get resistance to elemental magic, right? So that'll just be half of that.
Sorry, I heard 48. 48.
That's good.
Enunciate, Americans. Jesus Christ.
9.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, did you already half it?
I assume it'd be just the 2d8.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I already have it. I got 18.
Samael only has 95 HP now.
Damn.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. My boy's strong.
And then you see that ice dragon restructure itself into this kind of miniature ice storm as it goes over obsidian snow. And frost wings shoot out of his back.
But it, oh my god.
Sephiroth. No.
No, not
quite.
Not quite.
He has
a
long sword, wings.
Does he have long, beautiful hair?
He does have long, beautiful hair.
Wait a second.
You said wings.
You said Sephiroth, right?
Yeah.
Is that Hitsugaya? Is that? Oh, see, you don't know anything.
So the ice wings were based off of Hitsugaya.
And the ice dragon.
From Zero No Sukai.
Hitsugaya also has a nice dragon, but I get it.
No. I really
and he has a
that.
Snow motif. Toshiro. Josmar. Gaze upon him.
What is that?
That's his wings. That's his wings. Isn't he so edgy?
That's really cool.
He's so cool.
I love that.
That is really nice.
Age
actually,
of
whatever.
Hitsugaya is my favorite in Bleach. But honestly, statistically, Hitsugaya is probably a lot of people's favorites. Not even gonna lie.
Also, Obsidian starts heading back towards the mountain.
I'm sorry, do you want to do that in the cool way so you can cut this out? There you go.
And as the wings cascade over his form, he sneers at the both of you as he flies back towards the mountain.
Is he still holding?
Oh, wait. He sneers at you. Xeomaris.
Oh, so he's taking Ivan with him?
He's taking Ivan with him.
Okay. Well, Vera, I'm coming to you soon.
Wow.
And that's where we're going to end the chapter for today.